Blog Talk Radio.
Going on, sports fans, diehard football fans, thank you once again tuning in on the special Father's Day edition of the Neek and Moog Show. I am your host, Neek, my good buddy, my best friend. Been knowing you since what? Since 1984? Am I telling my age? Yeah, I've been knowing you since 1985. So, for a lot of new fans who tune in every week, different fans, we have different fans from all over. This is the Neek and Rudy Show. Once again, I'm Neek and my good friend Rudy. We go way back from being best friends since 1985, so we can do the math. So we've known each other for a long time, and we've done a lot of shows together. And the thing about this show, fans, this is for the fans, by the fans. We give you that real football talk, none of that gibberish, none of that boring talk. You turn on NFL Access, they talk about the same old Tom Brady. Is he going to play tweets 45? Are the Browns going to win the Super Bowl? Yeah, are the Browns going to win the Super Bowl? You got that nonsense. The drama in Pittsburgh. It's a soap opera in Pittsburgh. You know, it's just so much going on with that. But no, we touch on all teams because that's what we do. You know, the football is 32 teams. The league, NFL, is 32 teams in the league.
And we talk about all 32 teams. And today we're talking about the AFC West. What they did last season. And then, you know, what they did in off season to try to get better for next season. So we'll see what these teams are going to do this year. But first, Nick, I think we got a little bit of news from around the league. So let's go ahead and get right into it.
Yes, we have a little bit of news. But before we get started with the news, I would just like to say happy Father's Day, man. I have a beautiful daughter. Her name is Amara. She's 3. She'll be 4 in August. Very proud father. It's a blessing to be a father, man. I mean,
Right. You're right, man. It's definitely a blessing to be a father. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. You know, this should be a day that, you know, fathers can, you know, get some of the things they want. So if they've been wanting some peace and quiet, or if they've been wanting, you know, new speaker or whatever, you know, you should get that today. Just like moms get everything they should get on Mother's Day, you know, you got to keep it fair. You know, everybody get their day.
Yeah, and I want to piggyback off of what you said. You know, if you want some peace and quiet, if you're a father, you have a loud household, or I don't want to just, you know, downgrade, play women or whatever. But if you have that significant other that's constantly running that mouth, you tell her, you say, baby, on June 16, 2019 is my day. I'm going to say it one more time. This is my day, my peace and quiet day, P-A-Q day. Leave me the hell alone. Give me my gifts, you know, give me some good loving on today. But shut your mouth. I don't want to hear that mouth all day today. Only thing I want to hear, baby, I love you. You're the best thing that's ever happened. You're a great father. I just love what you do for us. And I love you. And I'm going to give you some good loving today. You're going to get good loving tonight when the kids go to bed. That's all I want to hear.
So we're going to keep it straight football, man. You talking about good loving, man. Did you hear the story about Kellen Winslow, man?
He got some bad loving.
Well, Kellen Winslow, is he doing life?
Yeah, he's pretty much done.
Okay, he's going to get retried potentially on rape charges, I believe. And it's looking pretty bad for the guy, man. One story that came out about Winslow was that he used to, I don't want to say anything on the radio. He used to, he used to pull the
I let me just say it like this. Let's abbreviate. BHM. He used to beat his meat.
A lot, man. So much to the point that teammates didn't want to be in the same room with him, like when they was on road trips and hotels, you know, or like in training camp. And then, you know, it got so bad that I think it was reported that in the story that in the locker room one time, he was in the locker room, and somebody walked in on him while he was doing that, man. And, you know, that's end up what he getting kind of got convicted of was, you know, kind of exposing himself in front of people, you know, while he was doing that and things like that of that nature, man. And I'm just saying.
It is a problem, man. He has a beautiful wife. Beautiful. I don't know what issues they have at home. I don't know. I mean, that's part of communication when you're married. You know, if she's unhappy, y'all need to sit down like adults and blah, blah, blah. Babe, reason why I go, when you go to sleep, I go in another room at 12 o'clock at night because I beat my meat every night because you ain't giving me what I want. So, I mean, yeah, hopefully you can talk that out. But for what he did, there's no way to justify his action. He has a beautiful home, beautiful kids, and on Father's Day, their father is about to be locked up, and he's going to be beating his meat every day in prison cell because that's all he can do.
You might still have somebody doing it for
him. Yeah, booty hole bandit.
And Nate. But, yeah, no, we're going to kind of transition off, man. You know, one thing, Nate, I wanted to mention to you about was the rule changes that they looked at for the challenges in the last 2 minutes for coaches. You hear about that?
Yes, I heard about it.
Yeah, so, I mean, they had some meetings about it. I don't really think they definitively came up with anything to make any changes with rule changes in the last 2 minutes for coaches' challenges, but that was something that was brought up, too. So, wasn't a lot of news from around the league. You know, most of the things in free agency have already happened. Trades have already happened. Drafts already happened. Everything's wheels in motion. Now we're just ready for this upcoming year. So, Nick, why don't you break down what the teams from the AFC West did for this past year?
Well, yeah, the biggest news of last week, besides that Kellen Winslow story, which is pretty much disgusting and disgraceful.
That's why I had to mention it.
Yeah, and I'm glad you put it, you know, in a somber mood, you know, like we just, you know, lighting the candle in here like, man, we got to have a talk about this dude. But anyway, the best news that came out this
hand off the jet.
Yeah, quit B-A-T-M. But anyway, especially in public, whatever. But anyway, Oakland Raiders. The announcement came out. We're going to be appearing on Hard Knocks this season. And I'm stay with me, fans, because I'm transitioning from
the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah. So we're going to be on Hard Knocks. I'm so excited. Rudy Brown, he's a diehard Brown fan. They were on Hard Knocks last year. Great, great four episodes. I enjoyed that. But you got to think about these fans this year. Raiders are going to Vegas next year. They're trying to sell these season tickets, they're trying to get this Vegas fan base fired up for the Raiders coming. You got to think about it. Chucky, John Gruden, the head coach. Mike Mayock, everybody was dog talk about. He's a draft guru, and now he became general manager. How's he going to run the show? He had a hell of a draft. Then you're talking about Derek Carr. You know, he's talking about he's going to be with this team for life. He's not going anywhere. It's possibly you probably might get dropped out if you don't produce this year because we brought in Rudy's going to touch on, you know, Antonio Brown and all that stuff. But last season, the Raiders were basically an expansion team. It's all about moving forward for the future. John Gruden got a 10-year deal, and he pretty much had to break this team down. He looked at it and said, yeah, I'm sorry, Khalil Mack, you want $23 million a year. I'm paying Derek Carr $21 million a year. Can't afford you, buddy. I can't have that on the team, so we're going to go ahead and trade you. I was pissed at first, but I get it. Amari Cooper, he's not a true Raider, man. You know, he just – I mean, yeah, he went to Dallas, he balled out this and that, but he's like a magician, man. He'll show you his magic show this week. Oh, 4 catches, 219 yards. Next week, disappeared again. Oh, next week, 180 yards. A week after that, disappeared again. So, yeah, I don't like magicians. I don't like magicians or NFL players. But, and then on top of that, the defense, man. I mean, it was so basic last year, the expansion team. I mean, we only had 13 sacks.
Don't forget about what you guys traded away. That was really the story of last year. It's kind of what you guys gave up. So tell everybody about that. If they don't know, you know, of course they do.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, in return, we got 3 first-round picks.
But, of course, you got rid of Mac.
Yeah, we get rid of Mac. We get rid of Cooper. But in return, the 3 first-round picks. And that's what I'm saying. Rudy's going to touch on in a second. But Mike Mayock had a hell of a draft. Great draft because he's all about getting high football character guys. Guys that love to play the game, guys that came from winning programs, and they produced 40 winning programs at the highest level. So I applaud Mike Mayock for getting that because these other players on this Raiders team who've been with the Raiders organization the last 5 years, they don't really know how to win. I mean, because it's been pretty terrible there. But, you know, this roster is so bare last season. I mean, I knew it was going to be terrible because I said, well, we're going to have a pass rusher come. Marshawn Lynch, he got hurt in the middle of the season, so we bring in a hamster. The receiving core, if you look at last season, Jared Cook, he had a solid season, 68 catches, 896 yards, 6 TDs. He's gone to the New Orleans Saints. Jalen Richard, Rashard, our third running back, actually our second running back, he actually had 68 catches. So him and Cook were actually tied for the most team high reception, which is pretty bad. You're talking about a running back, a backup running back, and Jared Cook. And then Seth Roberts, he's gone, our slot receiver, 45 catches on the season. And Jordy Nelson, he's retired. So pretty much all the production we had, it really wasn't outstanding production if you just look at Jared Cook, pretty much about it. Everybody's gone. Reed's going to touch on here in a second. And then, like I said, defensive line, we didn't get no pressure. Everybody was young guys, secondary. I mean, I'm just so glad we got rid of Reggie Nelson. That dude was just terrible.
Me, we were supposed to talk about the Broncos first, and you just completely hijacked the AFC West for the Raiders. So now that we're talking about the Raiders, okay, you know what? We'll back it all the way up. We want to see what the Raiders did to acquire talent offseason after going to last season. 6-10, which obviously was not good enough to make the playoff.
We ain't gonna know 6-10, man. We went 4-12. Yeah, we went 4-12, Rude. That's why you picked 4 overall. 6-10, I get you about 8th, 9th spot.
Yeah, that's terrible, dude. That's terrible.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We were the Oakland expansion.
First pick last year. Now that I reconsider, I don't think that's going to be enough for me. You got Clelin Ferrell out of Clemson, defensive end draft, 4th overall, Josh Jacobs from Alabama. He was 24th overall in the first round. He was out of Mississippi State, so really get three players in the top 25 talents in the draft. But Clelin Ferrell, you know, maybe a lot of people think that's a reach. Couple other picks in the top 10 people might think are reaches, but these guys can be starters in the NFL and, you know, produce and be worth it. So Trayvon Mullen was also a pick for the Raiders in the second round. Then Hunter Renfro was a late draft pick out of Clemson for the Raiders as well. And you already mentioned Antonio Brown. You already mentioned Seth Roberts. Actually, you didn't mention Seth Roberts. Seth Roberts got left. He left. So you did mention that. Then Antonio Brown, that's huge for y'all. Also Tyrell Williams, I don't think you mentioned that. Ryan Grant, another wide receiver that you guys signed. AJ McCarron was a guy who was actually dropped off by you guys. And then Mike Glennon, somebody that you guys brought in.
Yeah, man, you're talking about basically training camp players. One of those guys going to probably be the backup for us. But look, Tyrell Williams, Antonio Brown, Ryan Grant, and Hunter Renfro, who drafted, I mean, that receiving corps, Daly right there. And he forgot about us bringing in Trent Brown, you know, who's actually going to come in at left tackle. Actually talking about moving the right tackle.
I forget about Vontaze Burfict. I love that signing, man. I love Vontaze Burfict.
Yeah. Yeah, Vontaze Burfict, man, that's a big pickup right there for us. And then you can't forget about LaMarcus Joyner, man. You're talking about the safety right there. He's going to play a lot of nickel. So the talent is definitely been upgraded. We got a lot of players coming in.
I wanted to ask, no, Carl Joseph, you think LaMarcus Joyner coming in to take his spot?
Nah, because LaMarcus is going to be playing a lot of nickel. Carl Joseph is going to be holding down the one free safety spot. I don't know if he's going to be a stronger free safety. So that's going to be interesting. Like I said, everything's going to be played out during training camp. But I do love that Vontaze Burfict and also Brandon Marshall, the former Broncos linebacker we brought over. So right there with Whitehead, Burfict, and what's his name, man? That's great. And on that note,
Hard Knocks. And we're going to have a special Hard Knocks show for the Raiders this year. The Oakland Raiders.
Yes, sir. All right, let's move on.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Let's move on to the Denver Broncos. All right, Broncos went 6-10 last season, averaged 20 points a game. And this, the issues have been going on with this team is at the quarterback position. I mean, after Peyton Manning retired and it took him to that Super Bowl a few years ago, they just can't get right at the quarterback position. Yeah, they bring in Case Keenum. We already know about Case Keenum, basically a backup over what do you have, over 3,000 yards passing, 18 touchdowns, 15 picks. But I understand, you know, DT, Demaryius Thomas left. They got rid of him in the middle of the season. But one of the biggest surprises was the running back, Philip Lindsay, out of Colorado State. I was big on this kid. Watching him in college, I was like, man, Philip, I like this kid. Yeah, a lot of times, sorry about that, Colorado.
Philip Lindsay actually surprised a lot of people last year. You know, you look at Saquon Barkley going, what, second overall. Then you look at, you know, guys going to highlight Chubb, who had a great season. But Philip Lindsay came out of nowhere last year. Wasn't he undrafted or seventh round?
Yeah, I think he was undrafted seventh round. I forget the story on that. But also, when you look at that receiving position, nobody on this receiving position scares you. I mean, Emmanuel Sanders only had 71 catches, 868 yards. Not
more
bad.
Than Demaryius Thomas. He's been there for about 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah, no DT. And then, like I said, the young guys who they drafted, Courtland Sutton, he had 42 catches for 704 yards, 4 touchdowns. Deshaun Hamilton, I know they're big on him. He contributed with 30 catches. But, you know, moving forward this season, these guys, the young guys, need to step up. Offensive line, still been a big issue. They got an issue over at the right tackle position. Bell here was in last year with the Broncos. He did sign with the Patriots before he decided to retire. But the defense side of the ball, that front seven, what can you say about the draft pick of Nick Chubb? Bradley Chubb. Sorry about that. Nick Chubb, the Brown. he had 12 sacks. Did his thing. I love this kid from Iowa, the young linebacker. Josie Jewell, I mean, he had 58 tackles. This kid's going to be a tackling machine right here, maybe a future Zach Thomas. And then that secondary, they did take a big hit because Bradley Roby, he left in free agency, and my boy Hare still holding down one of the best corners in the game. But I did love the play of the young free safety, Justin Simmons, who contributed with 3 interceptions.
Well, for the Broncos, you know, it really starts off with, you know, what they did at the QB position. So that's what it's really all about. I mean, you know, everybody knows QB's best friend is a tight end. So the Broncos drafted with the 20th overall pick, Noah Fant out of Iowa. You know, great all-around tight end. He's really going to help them out. They did also make a lot of moves at the quarterback position. So you're talking about getting rid of Case Keenum. He's playing in Washington now. Then you got Joe Flacco that you signed as a free agent. Then you also got Drew Locke that you drafted in the second round. Don Risner was the guy they drafted in the second round to protect potentially Drew Locke eventually. But we'll see if, what do you call Joe Flacco?
Captain Checkdown.
We'll see if he can make it through the year as a starter. You know, I already mentioned again what happened with Case Keenum, who was the last year starter. They did also sign Kareem Jackson. So I look at that to be a potential sign that could really help them in offensive line. You got to always use that offense. One, Jaquan James, offensive tackle that they signed as well.
Yeah, they overpaid for Jaquan James, but he's pretty much the only good starting quality tackle in free agency. So that's what you do in free agency, you overpay. All right, let's get
it happened to you.
Yes, it happened to you. All right, let's get to these Kansas City Chiefs. And who would have thought? Who would have thumped it? Thumped it. Patrick Mahomes. I know Andy Reid took him out of Texas Tech. And y'all already know how we feel about the Texas Tech quarterbacks. So we played in that 5-wide.
Like the 500 yards. And that don't mean he's up to 200.
The Kingsbury, Graham Harrell. I mean, that's a whole bunch who hasn't really gained translated to a successful NFL career. He has the attributes. He has the NFL measurement. Size. He could throw the ball 80 yards. And boy, was this kid on full display last season. He threw for over 5,000 passing yards, 50 touchdowns. I mean, he was the truth. He was this team's MVP, and the future is right for this kid as long as he stays healthy. You look at the running back position, Kareem Hunt was pretty much the big chunk of their rushing yards came from him. You already know about him, got suspended. They decided to release him. He ran for 824 yards. And then,
you know, when I say when somebody don't want something, vote for me.
Vote for you. All right. And then Damian Williams, he contributed with 256 yards, 4 touchdowns. He would be the starting running back this upcoming season. But man, you look at this receiver position, Travis Kelce, 103 catches, over 1,300 receiving yards, 10 touchdowns. The Tyreek Hill, the speedster, 87 catches for over 1,400 yards and 12 TDs. 17 yards per catch. Woo! That boy's a road runner. Beep, beep. Get out of his way. Sammy Watkins, 40 catches, 519 yards, 3 touchdowns he contributed. But I'm telling you, one of the biggest losses for this team is going to be Chris Conley. Yes, the numbers aren't great, but he did have 5 touchdowns. I like Chris Conley, but DeMarcus Robinson, the speedster, also contributed with 4 touchdowns.
One of the biggest losses is going to be Tyreek Hill, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with that case, they're talking about the DA, the district attorney, Kansas City, talking about, you know, they kind of are not looking at that case, kind of suspending the case, whatever. But we'll see. We'll see what Roger Goodell does. It's always up to the commissioner.
No, you're absolutely right, man. So we'll see what happens there. But as far as what moves the Chiefs made, I think the first pick in the draft was like indicative. You know, they're realizing they definitely have spots to fill in the wide receiver core. Nicole Hardman. Out of Georgia was they're picking the second round. So, you know, they'd be a wide receiver that, you know, Patrick Mahomes will look to spread the ball to you. So one of the things about the Chiefs and what they got going on is, like, they got rid of a lot of players on defense. So you look at Eric Berry, a guy who had been there even through, you know, get through cancer, you know, surviving, you know, just as a man, you know, as a man, I just fought him for that. But, you know, he was actually released by the team in the offseason. And, you know, he did still go on to do his thing in free agency. So, Justin Houston was also another player that...
Hold on, Rude. I got to slow you down on that. Now, look, man, you got to understand why they released Eric Berry. You know, he's making too much money, hasn't been able to stay healthy, and that's why he's still available on the free agent market. So, he ain't done nothing on free agent market because ain't nobody to have it.
All right, fair enough. Another thing I wanted to touch on that was funny, actually, was E.J. Manuel. E.J. Manuel retired. And he, would you say...
Why in the hell are we talking about E.J. Manuel on Father's Day, man?
Would you say that E.J. Manuel was a bust?
Dude, I'm about to slap you with this mic, man. I mean,
people don't know about what busts are. It'd be a little too busty, overrated. You know, can you tell them?
I mean, yeah, I mean... God,
tell me,
man,
something about E.J. Mayo, Nee.
I mean,
if a little kid was to ask you, like, tell me a story about E.J. Mayo, Nee, what would you say?
I mean, listen, Rue, I see what you're trying to do. I understand what you're trying to do. I get what you're trying to do, but it's Father's Day. I'm in a good mood.
He hails from the Overration Nation.
So what is Overreaction Nation? You want to know? It's a player that was supposed to live up. You're supposed to put him up on his pedestal. He's going to say, hey, you bought the ball for our team. But you know what happens? That quarterback or that wide receiver or that running back, they doing shit for your team. So that's why he hailed from the Overreaction Nation.
And, you know, his Raptor in the jerseys for the Overreaction Nation, or as we say, the Overraiders, little too busty Dolly Parton shout out there. You know, for him, it was the fact that he was drafted by the Buffalo Bills. And, I mean, now, you know, they got their quarterback. Got Josh, so we'll see what happens. But last couple things for the Chiefs. I want to mention they did draft Juan Thornhill out of Virginia in the second round. Rashard Breeland was probably their biggest free agent signing. But, actually, Frank Clark was something that was acquisition that was huge for the defense. Did give up a first and a second round pick as well as exchanging third round pick. You know, with the Seahawks in that trade. And then I mentioned, you know, a lot of the players that they lost in free agency. That defense took a lot of hits, but I think the Chiefs' philosophy is basically our defense was bad last year. We had a lot of highly paid players. We got rid of them. We can bring young guys in. Even if we don't have a good defense, we definitely have one Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and I just want to piggyback off what you said real quick before you finish up the division with the Chargers. That Rashard Breeland, man, I can't believe you said that, man. I understand you tried to justify it with Frank Clark. Yeah, because Rashard Breeland was not a big upgrade for agency. Cause
no, I mean, it's a pick for them. I mean, I'm not a pick. That's a big signing for them. That was their main signing.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much it. But because they did leave Steven Nelson, who was pretty much their second best corner behind Kendall Fuller. He had 4 interceptions, went to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Eric Murray, he actually, the Chiefs got rid of him, and he's with the Browns. Did they trade him?
For the Chiefs, it was more like who they lost and who they, you know, gained.
Right.
Yeah, no, Eric Murray, yeah, that was a trade. Remember, they got,
I can't remember on that, but Eric Murray, we'll see what he
doing.
Oh,
no, it was, what's his name? Ogba.
Yeah, Ogba, Emmanuel Ogba, that's what it was. That was a trade for that. So with that being said, Kansas City Chiefs, they should have a big up season.
And the Chiefs were 12-4 last year, man. They were awesome. I mean, at the end of the day, summarizes that, you know, in the playoffs, I mean, they beat the Ravens on the road, you know, Lamar Jackson, you know, in a tough playoff game. That was an excellent playoff game. So, you know, the right now the Chargers, the roof is the ceiling, as Michael Jordan would say. So, I mean, there's a lot there. You know, Phillip Rivers still doing his thing. You know, you still got the running back there. Gordon, you got, you know, hey, you know, they got a good squad.
Yeah, and
great defense.
Yeah, and then the Chiefs, like I said, they lost an AFC Championship game to a New England Patriots. Nothing to, you know, hold your head on that. Had a great season. So, yeah, future's bright for, excuse me, the Kansas City Chiefs this upcoming season. All right, San Diego Superchargers. Nope, Los Angeles Chargers. And it's crazy because every time I look and I see the Chargers,
did I say San Diego? Did I say San Diego?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I'm sure I probably did.
Yeah, I mean,
they're always going to be the San Diego Chargers to me.
Yeah,
it's same. Like they always be the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, same to me, just because, I mean, I love the city of San Diego.
Yeah,
beautiful city.
I mean, I can't wait to go out to San Diego sometime, drink a little umbrella drink, and, you know, just have my feet up, you know, at the beach, man. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool, brother. All right, on that note, the Chargers had a phenomenal season last year. If you look at this team on the offensive side and the defensive side, this team has a lot of talent. They should this year go to the AFC Championship game. Actually, they have a good shot to try to get to the Super Bowl this year. But they went 12-4 last season, averaged almost 27 points a game. Phillip Rivers had a solid season. Over 4,300 passing yards, 32 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, which is key, excuse me, which is key for Phillip Rivers because we already known in the past that his interception rate has always usually been high, but last couple seasons, this past season, was definitely very low. Melvin Gordon, almost 1,000 yards, missed four games on the season. And then the wide receiver position, I mean, my boy Keenan Allen, I'm so happy for this kid coming off of what, yeah, two torn ACLs, I think, so far in his career. Had 97 catches last year, over 1,100 receiving yards, six touchdowns. Tyrell Williams, big free agent loss for them, 41 catches on the season. But this team needs more from the receiving position. I mean, Mike Williams did have 10 touchdowns, only 43 catches. But on that defensive side, a lot of playmakers.
10 touchdowns?
Yeah,
43 catches and 10 touchdowns?
That's it. Yeah, I know. That's the problem. It's kind of like that John Ross from Cincinnati. 21 catches on the year, but 7 touchdowns. It was crazy.
I mean, he kind of bounces out.
Yeah, if you think about it. But like I said, on the defense side of the ball, a lot of talent. Melvin Ingram, Joey Bosa, Latavius Brown, 97 tackles on the year. Denzel Perryman, got to stay healthy. He had only played in nine games. Secondary loaded. Desmond King, Casey Hayward, Michael Davis, Derwin James. I mean, this kid almost should have won the defensive rookie year.
Derwin James balled out last year. He just went against a couple of offensive juggernauts in terms of, you know, Baker Mayfield, Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is Darius Leonard won defensive rookie year with the Colts. But Derwin James, let me just say his stats real quick before we get to what they did this offseason. 3.5 sacks, 3 interceptions, 105 tackles. That's a hell of a stat. All right.
Yeah, he definitely balled out for these Chargers. I will say that in the offseason, the Chargers did draft Jerry Tillery, who was a guy that I really liked at Notre Dame off their defensive line, was the impact player. That could be a defensive tackle in the league. We'll see if he can play alongside guys like both to make an impact on that D-line and really get teams off the field quick to give Rivers the ball for these last couple of years that he's been with. Pierre Adderley is a guy that I think he was a guy who came from a small school that I think they could probably end up potentially being a starter in the league. Drafted in the second round. I went to Delaware. I went with Joe Flacco. So that's, I don't know. But he was a former Carolina Panther. He signed for the Chargers. And then Tyrod Taylor. He'll end up probably being the backup quarterback for Phillip Rivers this year. Look for him to maybe be the gap quarterback in the Rivers course. And he left to be the starter for a couple of years to make it.
You said Tyrod Taylor might start again. Hell no. Nah. Not your guy, not my guy. On the no, probably not your guy. father's around. Meek, Rue.
Happy
See you guys next week.